The Opubco Studios at Britain. The Opubco Studios at Britain and Broadway. You're listening to a News OK podcast.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Idle Chatter, the American Idle podcast here on NewsOK.com. As always, I'm multimedia editor Mike Kaler, joined as with my partner.
Hi, Yvette Walker here.
We're here to fight cold and flu and talk about American Idol.
Yeah, pardon the coughing.
Exactly. Please excuse all coughing and sneezing and feedback during today's podcast. We're going to talk about Group 3 that went last night that I just got done watching on the computer. Thank goodness for pirated Chinese YouTube videos. let's talk a little bit about what they did last week, which was a little bit of a surprise. Obviously, not the first two when they put Allison and Adam through, obviously, to Best Boy and Best Girl. Mm-hmm. And then they threw Chris in there, Chris the crooner, Chris the Michael Bublé out Bublé-er.
That's right.
How big of a shock was that to you, and who do you think kind of got the raw end of that deal?
Well, you know, it's never a shock with me. With whatever they do, it always seems like they're throwing something crazy in there, and I don't entirely understand it.
I love how they're just so masterful at producing this show, and that's mm-hmm. part of the reason I like it. You knew that it was going to come down to Adam and Norman being in that last two, and there was suspense, and you know, I actually didn't know what was going to happen. It was so strange.
Norman the entertainer versus Adam the actual person that could
Adam
sing.
Yes, Adam the actual person who can sing. So, mm-hmm. So I was pretty glad with that. Hopefully they'll bring Norman back during the wild card just for novelty's sake and a couple of those other people. But to talk about last night, Group 3, I think, was the best overall group.
Oh, absolutely.
They've been building up.
Well, and we knew they were going to save the best for last, because I would say this group, there were a few people that I didn't like, but pretty much overall, this was a much better, more consistent singing group than either of the first 2 weeks.
Okay, well, since we're going to try to save our voices and save our time here a little bit, there's some of the, I'm not going to go through everybody like I've been going through, because some of them really weren't worth mentioning. One of those, Alex, the guy who knocked over the microphone stand.
The nerdy guy. I like Elton John, but the way he sang that song was crazy.
It was like he was strangling Elton John the whole time.
That's
right.
It was
like, Joe Cocker does not sing Elton John songs,
that's
so
right.
I don't know why he was trying to do
that. Hey, two Elton John songs in the show last night. How surprising was that?
That was interesting. I mean, I like Elton John.
I do too.
I just wasn't
expecting it, that's all.
Elton John and Billy Joel as much as they're the next people, but, you know, that whole performance, that kind of mowed me over. Let's talk about Von Smith, baby face guy. He went first. He was okay.
Wait. What do you mean okay? He was great.
In comparison to everybody else, I don't know if he made it into the top three. He was the best first person to go in the past 3 weeks.
He has got to go in the top three, I think.
Really?
I do. I really do.
I thought it was okay, but
compared him to the idol guy who didn't win.
Oh, Clay Aiken.
Clay. They compared him to Clay, but you know what? His voice reminded me more of George Michael. He sounds like a George Michael to me, and I like George Michael, so maybe that's why I like him.
Yeah, you know, it just didn't fire me up. And then it seemed like there was a couple of girls, Taylor being one of them.
They were down on the girls.
Ariana being another one, who just kind of going through the motions. And mm-hmm. the one thing that everybody consistently said was, you know, don't be boring. Don't put the audience
That's right.
to sleep.
That's right.
And sometimes I think they default to kind of slow songs because of maybe there's less of a margin of error for there. If you have a fast song, there's more likely that you'll
But it's hello, you'll screw it's week it up. Three. Have you been watching week one and week two? If you've been watching week one and week two, then you ought to know what the judges don't want. And they're still making some mistakes. I would say now, last night, song choice was not as much of an issue as we've seen in most of the weeks. But in some cases, it was. And, you know, Taylor, I mean, Simon was a bit harsh. She kept saying, who? Do we have someone named Taylor? You know, but I mean, you ought to know what they don't want to hear.
Yes.
Really, by week three.
They want your personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of personality.
And if you're going to do a little bit slower or whatever, then completely change it up and surprise us like like Juneau did.
Well, yeah.
Oh, hey, my goodness.
Very good segue.
Very good segue.
It's like
go
you
right
did
ahead.
This for a living. No. Juneau. Juneau.
Juneau, Juneau?
I thought that was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I like that playing White T's song anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I just think he really kind of, the other guy was strangling that song, but
yes.
Juneau was kind of massaging
oh.
it, you know. I thought it was very well done.
I was a little nervous in the beginning, though, because let's be honest, American Idol, they definitely are looking for the vocals, so they want the good singers, but there is a little bit of stereotyping going on. They want to put you in a category, let's mm-hmm. be honest. So when he came up there and started singing Delilah, I thought, they are not going to like this black boy singing Delilah. But you know what? He completely swayed me, and he swayed the judges. I mean, he was great.
Yeah, I thought that was well done. I think he is definitely one
absolutely.
To look at, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right, and then they've been playing up this kind of faux drama between Kristen and Nathaniel after they wrung all that drama yeah. out of it during Hollywood Week, and it was strange. Kristen, I think she looks kind of like, she kind of looks like Mina Suvari to me, so I really liked what she did. They went into the whole deal about, you know, she doesn't know what kind of clothes to wear and everything. And,
well, now, what she was wearing last night, come on.
Well, it was
what
kind
was
of
that?
A frock, you know.
It was
kind
frockish.
It was like, she's going later to compete in the Pillsbury Bake Off.
right.
But, you know, I thought what she sang, I thought she did a really good job singing.
Yeah,
I think
it was a good
she's
song.
Got a voice. And then when Nathaniel went, for everybody who doesn't remember, Nathaniel is the weird dressing guy.
Yes.
Who has headbands, who has facial tattoos.
Lots of piercings.
Lots of piercings. And
which
he likes
okay.
to wear ties on the outside of plaid shirts
headbands.
And headbands.
Headbands.
And it was a strange deal.
I don't care about that. He didn't sing well.
I thought, you know what? I thought he did.
Really?
I thought it was kind of, at first, it was, that's what I was trying to say is, at first I thought, ugh, this is kind of what I expected from this guy. He's Cher's long lost son, you know, disco.
Cher's long lost son, that's good.
it's disco meatloaf. I don't know what it is. But then it was after he got done, I kind of want to root for the guy. You know, if you remember back to his I'm at home kind of the clip that they showed earlier, mm-hmm. I think this guy's had a rough life. I think he, you know, this is his outlet, and you know, other lots of other stuff is screwed up, and so he deals with it by wearing a headband.
He's definitely
I kind of am rooting for the kid.
He definitely brings his personality to it. You cannot say that he's boring or he doesn't bring his personality to it. That's fine. In the weeks preceding, he talked a lot about I'm going to dress like this. I'm going to dress like me.
So it's in his skin.
That's right. I give him that. I think last night it was a combination of the arrangement. You know, we've talked about arrangements a couple of times. I don't know who's doing the arrangements. Simon has criticized the arrangements.
Yeah.
So I didn't like the arrangement of that song. It was a little slow and went fast. I don't know. Something about that I didn't really like. And I just didn't think that his voice was as strong as some of the others. But
yeah.
But I like him. He's a nice kid. And
yeah.
I bet he'll be back for Wild Card.
I would hope so. Then they had this kid, this gal, Felicia. She's really good. That just showed the kind of the depth of this group, I thought. I think, I don't
What's
know
she
if
saying?
She, I don't remember. I remember she looks like Katy Perry. I just watched it 15 minutes ago, so maybe I should remember. But, I thought she did really good, as opposed to Scott, the blind guy, who really disappointed me.
Really?
I wasn't fired up about that. It was like a Bruce Hornsby song, and as un-PC as this is, you don't want the blind guy up there, you know, standing up, wandering around. It just seems like he should be sitting down behind the piano. I watched Stevie Wonder perform at the White House on Monday night. Stevie sits down the whole time. There's no wandering around for Stevie.
Well, this guy, he started off sitting down on the stool, but then he got up and there was a little bit of a concern, like he's going to fall off stage. I really like Bruce Hornsby, and I love Mandolin Rain. I thought he did... I enjoyed the performance, but here's the thing with him. He's got kind of weird hair, and they need to cut that hair. There's way too much curling going everywhere. And the thing about it is, it's, you know, again, I'm not going to be PC. It's difficult to watch him sing. It's difficult to watch his eyes.
Yes.
Because his eyes are blank. I mean, they look that way. He if there's a way to learn how to pretend to be looking at people, he hasn't learned it yet.
Yeah.
And it's awkward.
That's what
it's
I.
Little,
that's exactly
awkward.
What I thought.
And boy, that's so un-PC to say. But I like his voice. I liked him. I mean, I liked him more than you do, clearly. But I think there's some problems. And if he's going to be American Idol, he needs to cut that hair, and he needs to either put sunglasses on, or he needs to figure out a way to connect to the audience with his eyes a little bit more than he did last night.
Right. And I think he's a.
Gosh, that's so terrible for me to
you're
say.
You're a terrible, terrible
I'm
person.
I'm a terrible person. I know.
I think. He's a guy who benefits from a slow song, while these young 17-year-old girls should be singing something from High School Musical 3. Scott can sing, you know, Walking on Memphis or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Hey,
oh, that'd be I'm great. Not, I'd love to hear
I know what I'm
that.
Talking about
yeah,
well,
you
most
do.
Of the time.
You do,
anyway.
The time.
all right. Then they had this Kendall girl who looks like Kate Bosworth, and, you know, she's singing a Martina McBride song.
Yeah.
I just think she's kind of in a... You know, she's kind of in the group of very good, but I don't know if she's enough to get ahead.
I don't know.
She's a cute girl.
She's cute.
She sings, you know, they're falling into this kind of Kelly Pickler, Carrie Underwood,
yes,
I'm a blonde country music singer,
mm-hmm.
cute girl, which, you know, hey, most people are laughing all the way to the bank about that deal, so maybe it's not that bad, but she was just another.
Now, who's the karaoke woman? Have we talked about her?
Yes. Yeah, that was the Kristen gal who went before Nathaniel. That's
okay.
You know, the one who looks like Mina Suvari.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Then we had Jorge. Jorge went.
Jorge, yes.
Oh, I thought Paula was going to have a nervous breakdown.
I really
about,
thought she was.
About Jorge. Mm-hmm. Apparently they've forced him to speak the English language, which is... I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing.
Well, do you remember if he had a heavier accent in earlier shows? I don't remember.
I thought he did.
Well,
you know,
maybe.
And
okay.
I don't understand why he didn't sing, you know, To All the Girls I've Loved Before or something
no,
like that.
No, that would have been terrible.
You know, I've liked him the whole time. I think that he is, he's the Hispanic Anoop. He's a guy who doesn't necessarily have to go far in the competition to be mm-hmm. successful in show business. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was the song he sang last night was good enough to get him in the top three.
No, I don't think
but
so. It was the second Elton John song, and it was Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. And I, for him and for his voice, I didn't care for it.
Yeah, and I think I kind of agree with what Simon said. Just have an accent. To kind of twist yourself into a knot trying mm-hmm. to sound more English is just is going to hurt the end product.
Hmm.
And then, hey, what a big surprise. For the third week in a row, the best person goes last.
Right.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Lil, you know, I me and Fantasia. I love me some Fantasia. And I knew that the Lil is... Lil fits in that, and her singing a Mary J. Blige song. I mean, come on. She's probably sung that song 1,000 times.
She probably has.
Home.
She was very comfortable in it.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think about her saying, call me if you don't want me to if you don't want me to go away, or whatever the lyric was? I thought Simon might have said something, but he clearly likes her.
Oh,
he loves her.
He was grinning from
he
ear to ear.
He loves her, yes.
Yes, he knows that that's just a home run.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, it made me think of... You know, she's at home or whatever and with her mom, and somebody comes up and the mom goes, Lil is a good singer. And her mom would always say, Lil, sing that Mary J. Blige song.
Lil,
so
sing
this
that
is,
Mary J. Blige song.
I mean, that's her default song.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's interesting. I'll be interested to see what she does.
I want to see what else she does, because they made a comment last night that she has a voice that's similar to Mary J. Blige, and she sounded like Mary J. Blige in the song.
Yeah.
So let's see what else she can do.
So I think, obviously, she goes through because, you know, I think she's just a home run. I think Juno, I think he'll get through.
Oh, yeah, I really hope so.
And then the other one, I
want Vaughn to go through.
You know, maybe that's what it does, you know. Looking at it, you know, I think Kristen might make it. I think Felicia could make it. So
yeah.
I think any one of those other girls could make it. But they've thrown... You know, they've thrown curveballs before.
That's
where
true.
It's, you know, it had, you know, where you, that third person has been a mix. And then mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see who they pick to be in the wild card,
yep.
how they pick that, and if that's, you know, that's when they'll be kind of showing their hand to who they like. But
absolutely,
you know, well, but I think they should just go purely entertainment. That's where they'll separate the people who had personalities from the people who didn't.
That's true. And if for some reason Lil doesn't get the votes, you know, if people who we like don't get the votes, then you definitely will see them come back for the wild card, and we'll definitely see who they like.
Oh yeah,
who the judges like.
All right, we'll talk to you more next week. Hopefully I won't be full of DayQuil by then.
Me too.
We'll be recovered. We'll talk to you about who got through on week 3 and who did what in the wildcard round. Until then, I'm Mike Kaler. We'll talk to you later.